fellowship with me, it is the only plan. Those I bring forward as my prophets will speak out of my mind and will speak what they hear me speak. The mind of Christ is your inheritance and includes the ability to hear my voice and develop in this. It is not for a few. Those I call forth as prophets, I bring forward to represent me in the speaking forth of my mind and the representation of my voice for the hour. My building in them is on the foundation of love and truth, and there is no other foundation. It is in this hour that I am bringing forth the mature representation of my image within my sons. There will be a defining between those I call forward who follow me into the maturing of my spirit within them, and those who do not. I will use my prophets to encourage, to bring my comfort, to exhort, and to build up by the speaking of my truth. They will stand in my stead to those I send them to, and will speak according to my mind, and will speak what they hear me speak. I will use my prophets to help those I send them to, who are not developed in hearing me, and need my mind as they proceed in their journey. I will use my prophets to come as another witness to those who have heard me and who wait for me to verify the things they have heard. There is safety in the multitude of counsel when it is from my mind. I will use my prophets to unfold my truth to those who are reaching out for the deep in me. Many times these truths are released from the treasures I have stored within them as I have them to speak. At other times, truths will come together while they speak, as I pull together treasures from the mind of Christ that my spirit has been able to bring to them. The deep in me that my spirit has built in them will be a storehouse of treasures to supply those who are crying out for more that is in me. My prophets will reveal the servanthood that is in me, and this will help many to understand what it is they are reaching for in me. These serving ones I am bringing forth will also be sent as light to dark places for the rescue of those whose walk has ventured far from me. Those I call forth will not serve a man, they will serve me. Their steel is fortified in the furnace of my love, where truths are revealed about me that their hearts do seek. They see much of me in the training I bring them through, and in this fellowship they leave behind the dross that those who stay out of my fires still retain. The training that my serving sons go through is a walk through the fires and through the flames. As they emerge through each fire and are consumed by each flame of my love, it is the strength of my spirit that remains. How can I use a son who does not know me? How can I use a son who has not been trained by my spirit? How can I use anyone who has not walked in the unfolding of my mysteries? I cannot. Oh yes, I can use them in my giftings, and I do. But I cannot take them into the fullness of my plan for them when they do not allow me to do what I do in the operation of my spirit within them. There are too many who have hungered for me to use them, more than they have hungered for me. True fellowship is the heart of my plan, a deep journey into the unfolding of who I am. Our walk is to be a walk of unity between God and man, and the only way into the fullness of this is through fellowship with my spirit through your inner man. I want to strip away the doctrines that have kept my church from pursuing the depths of my plan. I want to bring many forward into the riches of fellowship that is the heart of my plan. There will be an unveiling of those who have followed my plan and have walked with my spirit into the depths of who I am. We are close, closer than you think, to the unveiling of my plan. Many who have wanted to know the heart of my plan will find their hearts aflame with desires to walk in this fellowship and will come to find out all they can. Many will come and learn and then take to others the understanding of my plan. Those who see glimpses of the riches of this fellowship will find their hearts lit by flames of desire, and they will come. They will learn how to find their way by my Spirit into the very heart of my plan. Fellowship with me, it is the only plan.